everybody. Welcome back to Sell It Performance Solutions. This is Chris McCabe of eCommerce. Chris, former Sell It Performance account investigator and investigative specialist, as they called us back at Amazon. Flying solo today, Leah, of course, at this time of year, knee-deep in brand registry, resolution, fixing compliance issues, appeals, even GTIN barcode issues. So she's quite consumed. I thought I would keep it short today. I know this is a very crucial week for Amazon sellers who, not just for revenue generation, are probably trying to make up for some lost sales earlier this year, but also in terms of accidents or appeals, mistakes they made that come back to haunt them during the Black Friday, Cyber Monday stretch. You will not have to listen to my voice too long today because it's kind of become, at this point of the year, I would say straightforward on what to do, what not to do in terms of creating problems for yourself. Try not to do that. And also how to fix them quickly because you cannot wait typical appeal windows, 48 hours, 72 hours, 96 hours for Amazon to just to review something and respond with a copy and paste template that's got no value. That's not what will work for anything at this time of year. Your top selling ASIN could be down. But let's begin with the mistakes that we've seen lately that could turn completely flat and smooth seas into choppy waves overnight if you're instigating any of these problems and creating headaches for yourself that didn't need to be there. I don't know if it's a hip trend. I don't know if it's kind of bogus black hat promotional stuff. One of the behaviors we've heard a lot about lately is this idea of nuking or attacking or eliminating your competition right before peak sales day, but doing it in some supposedly legitimate or Amazon TOS compliant way, not obvious black hat methods. Well, let me tell you, this is not the time of year to be taking shots at your competition. Amazon itself will tell you that their zero tolerance enforcement and policy enforcement is in full swing right now. They're identifying service providers and other parties, consultants, whoever, that they see out there promoting certain kinds of behaviors that they don't want sellers to embrace. They don't want inflation of their abuse reporting cues. First of all, they might have to take your ASINs or your account down in retaliation for some of these behaviors. So that boosts the number of reinstatement appeal. Okay. Secondly, they're going to see more abuse reports, whether it's through Seller Central, whether it's through general email queues, it could be emails to executives, emails to Jeff, aka executive seller relations. It could be seller forums, Twitter accounts, could be lots of stuff. This is the wrong time of year to be starting fights, picking wars that will drag Amazon and their internal enforcement teams into the fray. They won't appreciate that. They're going to scrutinize you for any skeletons in your closet anytime you do this type of reporting. I've been saying that a lot lately, publicly, probably a lot since I went to Amazon Accelerate and sat down with some Amazon people, but I only see it increasing. I only see people taking more risks, flouting more rules, making assumptions that if you hire somebody to act on your behalf and you don't really know where your money's going or what they're doing on your behalf, you have plausible deniability, as they say. And you can use that in an appeal. The days of blaming third-party services are pretty much over. That doesn't mean Amazon doesn't want information and details and all the nitty-gritty about who you hired so that they can scope out what those people are up to. But they also need for any of this to be meaningful or to help you appeal it after you've been caught with your hand in the cookie jar, whether it's bogus IP claims, buying from a competitor, leaving a negative review, anything that could take out competition that might be a so-called gray area, which of course, zero enforcement policy enforcement means it's black and white. It means there is no gray area. So the second thing about this whole conversation that I can't stand is anyone who mentions the word gray or gray area. That's the past. You're living in the past. And if you're living in the past, there's nothing I can say to drag you into the present other than stop doing it. What they need you to tell them is the details and the methodology. And if you don't know, if whoever you've hired or whoever you've tasked with knocking out your competition, submitting things to Amazon that can't be substantiated, or at least there's no transparency, you haven't seen what it is, you don't know where it went, what it was, what it said, then there's two major problems, right? One, you can't give Amazon what they want during the appeal process. They're going to request this info and you're not going to have it. Number two, the service provider, consultant you hired, third party that you got involved in this, they're probably going to go run screaming away from you and not answer you. You've already paid them in most cases. So they're not going to help you get them caught doing whatever they were doing. If anything, they're going to prevent you from doing that. And we've seen, I don't know, between 5 and 10 examples, I would say, over the last 10 years where the service provider realized they were going to be in hot water with Amazon or maybe with the public if it got posted publicly. And what did they do? They started threatening the seller, like, don't disclose this publicly. I'm going to take action against you. It becomes very acrimonious. They start fighting with each other. And then the seller doesn't feel safe in reporting those details to Amazon. They don't feel safe for other reasons. They think they're going to lose their whole Amazon business. So they retreat and they go quiet and the threat to this service provider goes away. But what ends up happening? Well, if you talk to people at Amazon, they know what their outcome is. It means that service provider or consultant is free to roam and offer these illicit services and approaches to other sellers. And then the snowball effect, right? It just picks up steam as it goes downhill until there's some spectacular crash where everyone starts posting on LinkedIn, Twitter, social channels, wherever, saying we all hired the same man or woman, or we hired the same service and they deceived us and we were duped and we were gullible and we fell for this stuff and we thought it would help us knock out illegitimate competition, but they were just shooting at as many competitors of ours as possible. Whether it was legit or not didn't matter. They wanted our cash to be rolling into their accounts. And if you ever listened to this podcast, ever heard me speak at the Prosper Show or at our own conference or really anywhere internationally or not, our stance on this, which is you get what you pay for. You should know as the business owner, as the seller of record in Seller Central, the buck stops with you. You should know where your dollar is going. You should know what they're doing on your behalf. You can't accept lame excuses about, oh, I called somebody I knew at Amazon and it was a phone conversation, so I can't document that for you. Or just, I sent an email, but it's a contact at Amazon and they're shy and they don't want anyone to know they're talking to me, so I can't tell you who they are or what they said, or look at the email responses between them. That's nonsense, right? Anyone with an IQ over 50 knows that you're being misled and they're misrepresenting themselves for the purposes of financial gain, right? So I won't spend more of this podcast going into a lecture about being duped or used or misled. The bottom line is, don't expect any from Amazon if this is what you are doing. The only card you have to play is to gather as much info and intel about the people you use and report it to Amazon, either in your appeal. If you're not being asked to appeal, you should probably just gather that information for yourself in case you ever need it. Not to mention if you're paying a service or an attorney or whoever it might be, billable hours, or if you're paying for a service and they refuse to tell you anything they did in exchange for that money, there's something just inherently unethical about that on its face, right? You would need to get info and protect yourself, even just for your own legal reasons, in case you're ever accused of anything, right? So that has nothing to do with Amazon. That's your own business judgment, your own judgment as a business owner. How many instances are left out there where you can just finger point and say, these people, they're the reason why we broke Amazon policies. They're the reason why our ASINs came down. If you are making, let's say, bogus intellectual property complaints that you can't substantiate, if you're making counterfeit complaints without test buys or some sort of track record of reporting a seller for counterfeit, and the seller just keeps coming back without that kind of evidence that you can document factual information, you're already acknowledging yourself that you're going out on a limb and you're already just gambling at that point with your account and your brand. So if you don't have much to lose and your business operation is one Hail Mary pass after another, I guess that might explain why you might do some of these things, but there's no other logical explanation that'll make sense. So questions on this, any of the trends we're seeing, any of the other bad mistakes we see sellers doing, we're happy to talk to you about it. If you're concerned, if you've already kind of done some of these things and Amazon hasn't come knocking yet, but you're afraid they will, give us a shout, talk to either me or Leah about it. And certainly you don't want to wait until your brand registry gets revoked, which is a very painful process to try to undo. You lose all your A+ content, you lose all kinds of things. And that's very damaging to a brand, especially in this competitive environment. Naturally, you don't want to risk a full account suspension that might be impossible to reverse. So glad you were listening in on this. Take some notes, give us a call, send me an email, give us some feedback, because this zero tolerance enforcement stuff is not going away. In 2026, we expect it to be much bigger. So questions on that, let me know. Otherwise, happy selling and good luck during Black Friday and Cyber Monday.